But first today, we're going to take a look at the future and the people who say that they can look into it. Palmists, clairvoyants and fortune tellers. Janice Dickerson is here with me in the studio and she's been doing some investigating. Janice, what sort of people want to have their futures foretold?
Well, all sorts of people, and I think most of us are fascinated by it, whether we take it seriously or not. And people who go regularly to clairvoyants and palmists do take it very seriously indeed and believe it absolutely implicitly. Take this lady, for instance.
Well, you know, I went with an open mind, and when I was told what I was told, it's quite shattering, because it's unbelievable that someone can know the only things that you know. And I just couldn't believe what he told me. He was able to tell me things that only I know as a person. For instance, I have lived with a man for 12 years. He told me that I'd had two men in my life, which is quite correct, only two. And the one I'm with now, I'm living with. At the moment, I'm going through a divorce, and he said everything will be all right by February. He also, before this, he'd also told my sister, I hadn't seen her for 20 years, but apparently she had been to him, and he said that she would get my address given to her, which happened. And through that address being given to her, I met her after 20 years. She didn't know where I was, or what happened to me, or anything. But it's proved true. You know, you can only say of what you hear and what you see. You can't... people say they just... they pretend, these people. But if they tell you something that only you know, you've got to believe them, haven't you?
Well, that clairvoyant certainly seemed very accurate. But how do they claim it's done?
Well, they all have different methods. But I went to see one lady in Birmingham, Madame Constantia, and she really does the lot.
All of it started, really, in a game. I picked up the teacup and read the tea leaves for various young people around me, and they said, do that again. Everything you said came true. So I suppose it was the Lord telling me then to use my gifts. Then afterwards, I started to read teacups, and then I worked at the cards and the crystal ball.